He's one twisted, crazy individual. You know, I don't necessarily agree with all of his morals, but there's something just kind of fascinating about his, you know, remorselessness. You know, he's all by himself in this world. He's got no one. In a weird kind of way, I think we kind of empathize with him, you know, because he's such a victim himself. To me, it's kind of like you read something, you hear the voice. It was kind of the first thing that came out of my mouth. And you know, there's kind of cues in the book, just the way his dialogue bubbles are. Out of all of these guys, you know, Rorschach is the guy that's got the low-budget superhero costume. He's the guy that had to put it together out of, you know, a raincoat and a cool hat. But what's odd, though, and I'm sure you'll agree, he's the coolest-looking one, right? When you actually step into the world, and it was set after set, not just the amazing, you know, six blocks of New York City. Everywhere we went, it was just, it was phenomenal production design. You know, here it is, you know, it's still in this comic book genre, and it still has all of those great entertaining elements that we love to go and see in a movie theater, but at the same time, it's much more thought-provoking than that. I think it's more sophisticated. And I think when you put those two together, I think it's going to be a much more satisfying motion picture experience.